Test 4.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены.
Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Okay, let's have a look at what's wrong with you. Does it hurt when I touch it like this?
A little.
What did you eat yesterday?
2 pieces of cake. It was my friend's birthday party, and I couldn't resist the temptation. I didn't eat anything for 3 days before it.
Why not?
I'm on a strict diet. It makes you lose 7 kilos a week.
Your dieting has already given you a stomach problem, but I'm afraid it's not the only one. A blood test is necessary to find out more. Dialogue B. I'm awfully hungry, aren't you?
Yes, I am too. Let's have a look at what they've got. Hey, there are lots of vegetarian dishes here. I definitely like this place.
First, see what they taste like. I like their dessert page.
Are you going to start with dessert?
Why not? Only I can't choose between the walnut cake and vanilla cake. Okay, I'll take both and skip the main course.
You're incredible.
Dialogue C.
You've been sitting at your books for hours already. You must be awfully hungry.
No, I don't feel like eating at all. Thanks, Mom.
Come on, I've cooked spaghetti bolognese. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to eat anything now. Perhaps later.
Not even chocolate cake? I bought a couple of pieces for you in the coffee shop.
That's another thing altogether. You know I can never resist cake. Dialogue D.
What are you doing? Can't you read the sign? Don't feed animals.
But she looked hungry, and she seems to like my ice cream very much.
Ice cream? For a kangaroo? Have you given her anything else?
Just a piece of strawberry cake. And a chocolate cake.
Oh, gosh. A veterinarian has already examined her because she ate a kilo of sugar. I'm afraid I may have to call him again.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Okay, let's have a look at what's wrong with you. Does it hurt when I touch it like this?
A little.
What did you eat yesterday?
2 pieces of cake. It was my friend's birthday party, and I couldn't resist the temptation. I didn't eat anything for 3 days before it.
Why not?
I'm on a strict diet. It makes you lose 7 kilos a week.
Your dieting has already given you a stomach problem, but I'm afraid it's not the only one. A blood test is necessary to find out more. Dialogue B. I'm awfully hungry, aren't you?
Yes, I am too. Let's have a look at what they've got. Hey, there are lots of vegetarian dishes here. I definitely like this place.
First, see what they taste like. I like their dessert page.
Are you going to start with dessert?
Why not? Only I can't choose between the walnut cake and vanilla cake. Okay, I'll take both and skip the main course.
You're incredible.
Dialogue C.
You've been sitting at your books for hours already. You must be awfully hungry.
No, I don't feel like eating at all. Thanks, Mom.
Come on, I've cooked spaghetti bolognese. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to eat anything now. Perhaps later.
Not even chocolate cake? I bought a couple of pieces for you in the coffee shop.
That's another thing altogether. You know I can never resist cake. Dialogue D.
What are you doing? Can't you read the sign? Don't feed animals.
But she looked hungry, and she seems to like my ice cream very much.
Ice cream? For a kangaroo? Have you given her anything else?
Just a piece of strawberry cake. And a chocolate cake.
Oh, gosh. A veterinarian has already examined her because she ate 1 kilo of sugar. I'm afraid I may have to call him again.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы 2 раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Lots of people find sunbathing on the beach very relaxing, and every season crowds of tourists head to the seaside. Resort beaches are usually equipped with umbrellas and chairs. There are also places to play volleyball or badminton, and there are different water entertainments, like the banana rides, water skiing, surfing, and snorkeling. If they feel hungry, tourists can buy snacks right on the beach.
Speaker B. People have always settled near the sea. The sea gives food, fish, seashells, shrimps, but there's less and less of it in the sea. Fishermen often complain that in spite of better fishing equipment, they get less fish than their fathers got decades ago. Marine researchers and economists back their concern with figures. The number of saltwater fish has been reduced dramatically over the last years, and the tendency is persistent. Speaker C.
We went to Australia a couple of months ago, and it was the first time I'd dived in the open ocean. It's another world, with millions of inhabitants, ranging from plankton to huge whales. It's amazing! Plankton is made up of hundreds of species. Those little organisms can look like tiny worms, shrimps, jellyfish, or whatever. But the main tourist attraction in Australia is the Great Barrier Reef. More than 1,500 species of fish live there.
Speaker D. Most people love the sea, and the sea resorts are a popular tourist destination. However, the sea we all admire may destroy our civilization or part of it. Everyone knows that the average temperature on the planet is rising. The ice caps are melting. The level of the ocean is getting higher, and soon it may cover coastal villages, cities, and even whole countries. If we want to survive, we have to stop the global warming process somehow. Speaker E.
Lots of people choose seaside holidays as a way to escape from their stressful world. Tourist agencies offer different options, from ocean cruises to beach holidays. Crowds of holiday makers eat packaged food and throw plastic cups, plates, polythene packages, and heaps of other rubbish into the sea. The sea animals may mistake the rubbish for food and swallow it. Ingested rubbish is a frequent cause of the death of seals, turtles, and even sharks.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
Lots of people find sunbathing on the beach very relaxing, and every season crowds of tourists head to the seaside. Resort beaches are usually equipped with umbrellas and chairs. There are also places to play volleyball or badminton, and there are different water entertainments, like the banana rides, water skiing, surfing, and snorkeling. If they feel hungry, tourists can buy snacks right on the beach.
Speaker B. People have always settled near the sea. The sea gives food, fish, seashells, shrimps, but there's less and less of it in the sea. Fishermen often complain that in spite of better fishing equipment, they get less fish than their fathers got decades ago. Marine researchers and economists back their concern with figures. The number of saltwater fish has been reduced dramatically over the last years, and the tendency is persistent. Speaker C.
We went to Australia a couple of months ago, and it was the first time I'd dived in the open ocean. It's another world, with millions of inhabitants, ranging from plankton to huge whales. It's amazing! Plankton is made up of hundreds of species. those little organisms can look like tiny worms, shrimps, jellyfish, or whatever. But the main tourist attraction in Australia is the Great Barrier Reef. More than 1,500 species of fish live there.
Speaker D. Most people love the sea, and the sea resorts are a popular tourist destination. However, the sea we all admire may destroy our civilization or part of it. Everyone knows that the average temperature on the planet is rising. The ice caps are melting. The level of the ocean is getting higher, and soon it may cover coastal villages, cities, and even whole countries. If we want to survive, we have to stop the global warming process somehow. Speaker E.
Lots of people choose seaside holidays as a way to escape from their stressful world. Tourist agencies offer different options, from ocean cruises to beach holidays. Crowds of holiday makers eat packaged food and throw plastic cups, plates, polythene packages, and heaps of other rubbish into the sea. The sea animals may mistake the rubbish for food and swallow it. Ingested rubbish is a frequent cause of the death of seals, turtles, and even sharks.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор пассажира и водителя такси. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, I prefer missing my flight to having a traffic accident.
Don't worry. We aren't exceeding the speed limit. It's a highway.
Slow down anyway, will you? I feel nervous every time I take a taxi here.
You're from Europe, aren't you?
Yes. How do you know?
Europeans often feel like that on Australian roads. It's because we drive on the left and you drive on the right. Americans take it easier, though they, like you, have right-hand traffic.
You're probably right. The left-hand traffic makes me feel strange.
Do you drive at home?
No, not now. I used to drive a lot when we lived in the countryside, and I had to commute to the city. But I sold my car when we moved to the city centre. It caused lots of problems.
What kind of problems? Did it break down too often?
No, it was a nice car, but it was difficult to find a parking place in the city. And the traffic jams. I was often late for work.
I see. The underground is more reliable.
Exactly. Once I was late for a job interview because of a traffic jam. It was a dream job with a large construction firm. I didn't get it.
Sorry to hear that. Are you an engineer or a manager?
Neither. I design and plan buildings.
Wow.
Yes, and several buildings I designed have already been constructed. I've got the photos in my internet portfolio.
Sounds impressive. You could find a good job here, I think. The construction sector is booming at the moment. We are building houses and supermarkets and new hotels.
Thank you, but not now. I've just taken a new job and I really enjoy it. The money is good too, so I don't feel like changing anything. The job also allows me to travel a lot.
So, are you here on business?
No, for a seaside holiday. A friend of mine suggested coming here, and I don't regret it. The beaches are beautiful. I haven't seen much of the rest of the countryside. Next time, probably.
Right.
Oh, gosh! I haven't even bought any souvenirs for my parents. Do you think I can buy anything in the duty-free shop?
If you want to buy something made by local people, like paintings, pottery, or wooden souvenirs, there's a shop right on the way to the airport. We can stop there if you want.
Yes, I do. My mother loves authentic artwork. And due to your incredibly fast driving, I've got about half an hour before the flight.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hey, I prefer missing my flight to having a traffic accident.
Don't worry. We aren't exceeding the speed limit. It's a highway.
Slow down anyway, will you? I feel nervous every time I take a taxi here.
You're from Europe, aren't you?
Yes. How do you know?
Europeans often feel like that on Australian roads. It's because we drive on the left and you drive on the right. Americans take it easier, though they, like you, have right-hand traffic.
You're probably right. The left-hand traffic makes me feel strange.
Do you drive at home?
No, not now. I used to drive a lot when we lived in the countryside and I had to commute to the city. But I sold my car when we moved to the city centre. It caused lots of problems.
What kind of problems? Did it break down too often?
No, it was a nice car, but it was difficult to find a parking place in the city. And the traffic jams. I was often late for work.
I see. The underground is more reliable.
Exactly. Once I was late for a job interview because of a traffic jam. It was a dream job with a large construction firm. I didn't get it.
Sorry to hear that. Are you an engineer or a manager?
Neither. I design and plan buildings.
Wow.
Yes, and several buildings I designed have already been constructed. I've got the photos in my internet portfolio.
Sounds impressive. You could find a good job here, I think. The construction sector is booming at the moment. We are building houses and supermarkets and new hotels.
Thank you, but not now. I've just taken a new job and I really enjoy it. The money is good too, so I don't feel like changing anything. The job also allows me to travel a lot.
So, are you here on business?
No, for a seaside holiday. A friend of mine suggested coming here, and I don't regret it. The beaches are beautiful. I haven't seen much of the rest of the countryside. Next time, probably.
Right.
Oh, gosh! I haven't even bought any souvenirs for my parents. Do you think I can buy anything in the duty-free shop?
If you want to buy something made by local people, like paintings, pottery, or wooden souvenirs, there's a shop right on the way to the airport. We can stop there if you want.
Yes, I do. My mother loves authentic artwork. And due to your incredibly fast driving, I've got about half an hour before the flight.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.